God is all-knowing. At the cabin as a young boy with Mr. and Mrs. Campbell, I learned that God is all-knowing. This means that God knows everything about what has happened, what is happening, and what will happen. He knows the end from the beginning. Hebrews 4:13b says, "Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we give account." God knows the number of hairs on each head and sees the sparrow that falls. He sees as well in the dark as he does in the light. Nothing is hid from him. When I heard these things, I began to understand that God saw me lying on the grass, wondering about God and heaven and how it was he sent the Campbells to my area to tell me about God. It wasn't long after that my brother Dean lost his wristwatch in a large hayfield on our farm. When we got together for dinner that day, we all heard about the problem. We remembered what we had learned about God and that he knew exactly where the watch was in the field. My twin brother Con suggested, "God knows where that watch is, so why don't we pray and ask God to show us where it is?" We bowed our heads and prayed, and after dinner, we headed back out across the large field where the tractor in the haystack was. Dean, who lost the watch, had been driving the tractor up and down the field that morning, sweeping up the hay with a large hay fork on the front of the tractor. He had been all over the field, so the watch could have been anywhere. We had all walked about halfway across the field to where the tractor and haystack were, when someone cried out, "There's the watch." It was lying on the ground right in front of us, still keeping perfect time. We all began to shout, "God does see and know everything. Today he saw us, heard our prayer, and showed us where the watch was. Isn't he wonderful?" You may ask, am I special to God? The answer is, we're all special to God. God loves every one of us and wants us to do, he wants to do things for us. More important question is, though, is God special to you? Do you love God? Do you want to know him, please him, and obey him? Is God so special to you that you thank him and praise him for his blessings? The Campbells believe that God wants to give us first-hand experiences with him. At the cabin, we learn what God did for Bible characters, but this was a first-hand experience for us. It was a matter of us putting our faith in God and seeing him answer our prayer. Many times as I would be in the cabin and hear what God did for others, I would say to myself, I wonder, I wish God would do something like that for me. As you continue to read these stories, you will read of other great answers to prayer. Regardless of how young or old you are, I hope you will find God real to you. Another one of Campbell's favorite verses was, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." 1 Corinthians 2:9.